today we're going to learn Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, and here we are, two lines. We're about a third of the way done. So we are holding at the second to last skinny line. Is that correct? Second to last skinny line. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. We got all the way there. Amar Vitzah. Okay, so where's that?
Three lines down.
Three lines down. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, three lines on. Kala mesaper achrei ameis kila mesaper achrei even. If a person says lashon hara about a person after he dies, he says bad things about a person after he dies, it's like speaking bad about a stone. It's like speaking bad about a rock. Now this relates obviously to what we've been discussing, whether mesim have any idea what's going on over here. So if you say that they're totally unaffected, they don't feel hurt by it, they don't feel anything, so it's like a stone. So ikadarmi deloyadi, some say, yeah, the explanation for Rabbi Yitzchak is they don't know. So if they don't know, it doesn't hurt them. No, they do know. They just don't get. They don't sweat the small stuff anymore. You know, they're in the Eilam Ames. They can care less whether you think they're ugly or whatever. They're you know, whatever you say about them. They have much bigger things to worry about in the Eilam Ames. They see much these little things that people fight about down here don't interest them anymore. So that's why they don't care. So that's what it means. It's like a stone. Frek the Gemara Eini Vaham Rav Papa. Didn't Rav Papa tell us once? Chad Ishtoi Milsa Basre de Mar Shmuel Vinafal Kanya Mitalolo Bazala Arnika de Moche, that one time a person was saying bad things about Mar Shmuel after Mar Shmuel had died, and his stick fell down from the roof and cracked his skull open, meaning there was immediate divine retribution for speaking badly about Mar Shmuel. So don't tell me it's like speaking about a stone and no one cares and it doesn't matter. The guy died because he spoke about a deceased person. Says Mar Shiny Tzomir Abadim the Kutcher Bruch Utava Biakre. Mar Shmuel could care less that he was speaking badly about him. But a Tzorba Meirah button is different. When you speak about a Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. And Hashem will do something to avenge the honor or to defend the honor of the Talmud Chacham. So that's what that was about. It has no bearing on whether Mar Shmuel was actually upset about it at all. So main point number one, telling Lashon Hara about dead people won't affect them. But if they're Talmidei Chachamim, Hashem will punish. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Here's where I thought we were. Kala mesaper achrei mitasan shel talmid chachamim nofel begehenim. If you speak lashon hara about a talmid chacham who is deceased, one goes to gehenim for that. Shneimar matam al kalkul asam yolichem Hashem es pole aven shalom al Yisrael. How do we see from that pasuk that when you speak badly about talmid chacham, deceased talmid chacham, you go to gehenim? Afilu b'shah she'shalom al Yisrael, even at a time where there's shalom al Yisrael, which means after a person is dead, yolichem Hashem es pale aven, Hashem is still going to throw the people who have done this iniquity into Gehenim. What does it mean? The time person is dead is shalom al Yisrael. So Tosfos writes, yeah, because normally if you say something bad about a person, it starts a whole fight. They're going to get insulted, they'll get angry, they'll fire back, and you'll get insulted, and it'll be a whole thing. Says Tosfos, but once he's dead, it's not going to start any fights because he doesn't care and he doesn't hear and he's not going to say anything back to you, so it's not going to affect anything. It's going to be shalom al Yisrael type of lashon hara, but still Hashem is going to punish the person. If you see a Talmud Chacham doing Avera at night, Al Tahare Racharav Bayom. By the next day, you already shouldn't view him as a Bal Avera, because Shema Asa Tshuva. Maybe by the next day, he's already done Tshuva. So says Mar, Shema Sal Gedaydach. Maybe, if he's a Talmud Chacham, isn't it certain that he did Tshuva? Now, Elevada Asa Tshuva, yeah, it's certain that he did Tshuva. V'hainim Bilad Varm Shebegufo. That's only when it comes to a regular Avera. Avol B'mamona, but if it was a monetary sin, he had stolen from someone, then you can't just assume he did Tshuva, it's Adamahader Lamare. You have to make sure that he actually reimburses the person that he stole from, because that's part of the Tshuva process. You can't do Tshuva for stealing unless you actually return what you stole or pay back for the money that you cost the other person. So main point number two, Talmid Chacham who did an Avera at night certainly did Tshuva by the morning, unless it's Dine Mamonos, so the money has to be returned. The Bali Musar say a joke about this Gemara. They say that a drush, I guess you would say, on this Gemara. That you see a Talmud Chacham doing Avera B'layla al Ta'arach Rav Yom, because Vada Yasa Tshuva, by the next day he for sure wrote a Tshuva explaining why what he did wasn't really an Avera and why it's really Mutter. That's what they say, that people have this ability to justify whatever we do. We always justify what we do. Vam Rav Tshuva Levi, I have to ask Rabbi Balzum if he knew to say that one also. There are 24 places in Shas where we find that Bezin puts someone in Nidui because of Kavod Rav, because of a lack of respect to an authority figure. Now, what is it? What's a Nidui? So a Nidui is a form of Cherem. There are three forms of Cherem, the details of which are all discussed in the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, third and final parak of Maseches Moed Katan. There's what we call a Cherem, there's a Nidui, and there is a Shamta. They all are on slightly different levels, but they all fundamentally mean that we're cursing the person, that the person should die. And that's why when a person is put in Nidui or Cherem, some of the things that he does, or Shamta for that matter, some of the things that he does are Dine Avelus. He acts like an Avel in a certain sense because he's being Misabel on himself, because there was just a curse out against him that he should die. Now, the way we deal with the person is, you know, we don't shop at a store, we don't give him an aliyah, we don't, you know, there are things like that that we don't do, but that's all an outgrowth of the fundamental curse that the person should die. So anyway, there are 24 places where we put someone in a nidui based on lack of respect for an important figure. V'kulat sh'ninu b'mishna seinu, and if you learn through Shisha Sidri Mishnah, you'll find all 24 of them. That's what Rabbi Shimon Levi claims. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hecha. So Rabbi Elazar says, where are they? Where are these 24 places? Go Chazer Shas, and then you'll find them. What do you mean, you ask? Go look. Navak Dak V'yashkach Tas. He went through all the Shas, and he found three of them. He's looking for 24. He goes through all the Shas, he found three. What are they? HaMezalzel Ben Atil Sidayim. He found a Mishnah that if someone is Mezalzel Ben Atil Sidayim, that somehow that relates to a lack of Kavod Arav, and a person was put in Nidoy for it. We'll see the details in a moment. V'amesaper Achamitasun Shal Tamidei Chachamim. And someone who speaks badly about deceased Tamidei Chachamim. Mezalzel Ben Atil Sidayim is a violation of Kavod Arav, because Atil Sidayim is Dindra Banan. So if you're Mezalzel Ben Atil Sidayim, you're saying that I don't trust the rabbis in making this din. Obviously, speaking badly about a Talmud Chacham after he dies, that's very clearly a lack of respect for a person of authority. Va'megis daito klape maila. And someone who acts with gaiva toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, you're hunched over, you're tefillah la'ani kiyatov, that you're like a poor person, you're like someone who deems yourself unworthy of even speaking. Hashem svasai tivtach. I have to ask Hashem to open my mouth because I can't even open my mouth, I'm so humbled. Someone who's megas daitav klapei ma'ala is someone who talks HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he's, you know, like he's talking to an equal, like he's, you know, like he could make demands on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is unacceptable. A person deserves nidoy for such a thing. So where do we find these examples? The Gemara says, HaMasapar Achamitasan Shel Talmidei Chachamim Maihi. What's the example of someone speaking badly about a deceased person? Titznan, because there is a Mishnah Maseches Idios. Hu Haya Omer. The Mishnah lists things that were said by Akavya ben Mahalalel. Akavya ben Mahalalel was a very fascinating person. The Mishnayos and Idios tell us very interesting stories about him, about how Akavya ben Mahalalel said certain things that other Chachamim did not agree with, and they wanted to appoint him chief rabbi. If only he would change his mind on those things that he was a Das Yachran, if only he would change his mind, and he refused. He was a very principled person, and he said, I'd rather be called Mutav than I'd be called a Shota Kol Yamai, V'alti Rosh Hashah Achas Lefnei HaMakom. I'd rather you call me an idiot my entire life rather than be called a Rasha for one moment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to call it like I see it. But even so, when he was going to die, the Mishnah says, his son said to him, you know, so I assume I have to follow all of your psakim, including the ones that, so he said, no, those you heard from a majority against me, and I'm only a minority opinion, so you have to follow the majority. So something he was so principled on, that he believed in so strongly, that he had to follow, he told his son, you don't follow, because for you, you have a din acharei amlatos, you have to follow the majority. Very, very interesting things about Akavya ben Mahalalel. So anyways, one of the interesting things about Akavya ben Mahalalel is, he said, "Ein mashkin lo segiyores v'lam shuchreres," that when we give a sota to drink, a giyores doesn't get the sota waters, nor does a mishachreres, someone who's a shivcha kananis who has been freed, does not get the sota waters. The Chum or mashkin, the Chum say, yes, we do. We give all these people. There's nothing wrong with being mashkin them. The reason not to is because the Torah says b'nei Yisrael. So one might have thought that a giyores and a mishachreres is excluded from b'nei Yisrael. So the Chum say, no, we give them also. V'omru lo, and they said to him, Maisa b'karkam, the Chum wanted to prove Akavi wrong. So they said, Maisa b'karkam, shivcha mishachreres b'yushalayim v'yishkua shmayev avtalion. We have edus that shmayev avtalion, who were gedolei adar, they gave the sota who was a mishachreres to drink. So don't tell me that we don't do it. They did it. So v'omru lahem, he said, no, dugma hishkuha. So what does that mean, dugma hishkua? Two deos. Either it means, Tosfos quotes in the second pshat from the Aruch, dugma hishkua means they gave her some water with like food coloring in it and told her, yeah, this is mei sota, but it wasn't really. It wasn't the real deal. They didn't actually erase the Shem Hashem on it. A dugma meaning like a placebo, exactly. The other interpretation, Tosfos' first interpretation, dugma hishkua is, yeah, you know why Shmaya and Avtalion gave the sota to drink, gave the giyores to, or the mishachreres to drink, and treated her like a regular Jewess, because Shmaya and Avtalion were gerim. So they always wanted to treat the gerim as if they were native Jews. It was in their interest to act that way. So that's what they did. They didn't actually give her. You can't prove that that's how we paskin, because they gave her mesota only because they were biased. Viniduhu, for saying that they were biased, they put him in cherim. You can't say that just because a rabbi paskins a certain way that seems to fit his political affiliation or something like that, that he's paskining because of that political affiliation. Rav Shechter used to always drive this point home to us. He used to always say it used to be before Sukkot when by Shemitah year, when the Esrogim would come out, should you buy Eretz Yisrael Esrogim, and had the Mechira, not buy Eretz Yisrael Esrogim, whatever, that they would have big advertisements in the newspaper. Satmar Rebbe says, don't buy the Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael. And another advertisement of Soloveitchik says, do buy the Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael. And people would say, of course, Satmar Rebbe, anti-Zionist, Soloveitchik, head of the Mizrahi. So Rav Shech said, it's wrong. You can't say that. This was a halachic issue. On a halachic issue, politics doesn't play a role at all. If you believe that the person is a chacham from the Chachmei Masorah, he's not influenced by these kinds of things. So they put him in cherim for saying that Shmaya and Avtalion. That's why people say, you know, that says, Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas, the Gemara in Kiddushin. So Rav Rama Ger is the one that says, oh, why are Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas? Why are Gerim so bad for the Jewish people? So everyone always says, this is wrong with Gerim, that's wrong with Gerim, they'll go back to their old ways, they'll teach you bad things. Rav Avrama Ger, what does he say? Because they make the rest of the Jews look bad because Gerim are so awesome. So what do people like to say? Oh, of course Rav Rama Ger says that. You know, he says that Gerim are so awesome. No, it's not because he's a Ger that he said it. He said it because that's what his opinion was. So Rav Shach was always very strong about that. So anyway, so when you do a mace, when you do a sakla bezin asarona, and bezin gave skila to his aron. Even after he died, they put a stone on his aron to give him skila. And v'amizalzal ben til sidayim mahi. What's the example of mizalzal ben til sidayim? Where they put a person in chayim. It's not. Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yehuda's response to this story about how they put Akavi ben Mahalal in Cherim, he said, Chas v'shalom sh'Akavi ben Mahalal in this Nada. There is no way that Akavi ben Mahalal was put in Nidoy. She'en azar ninelas al kolodim Yisrael b'chachma b'tar Rabbi Yehuda's chet k'Akavi ben Mahalal. The doors of the Azara never closed on anyone as great in Chachma, in Tara, in Yiras Chet, like Akavi ben Mahalal. What do you mean the doors of the Azara never closed? When they used to bring the Korban Pesach, they did it in three shifts. All the Jewish people had to bring Korban Pesach, so it was a very busy day. The Mishnayos and Pesachim describe how they were walking around in the Beis Hamikdash knee deep in blood because there were so many Korbanos Pesach, right? Really attractive. So it was a very, very busy day in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would fill up the Azara with as many people as could fit, and then, you know, as everyone's pushing in, they close the doors so that the first group will go. First group finishes, fill up the Azara again. As soon as it's full, close the doors. And then by the third group, it was the third group finished it off. So the greatest person ever to have the doors closed on his face was Akavi ben Malal. That's what we're saying. That the doors of the Azar never closed on anyone greater, meaning it was jarring to people. Like, can you imagine? You're in line, you're waiting, and then like Rav Moshe Feinstein's right in front of you, and then boom, Rav Moshe's stuck outside. Come on, there's no room for little Rav Moshe. You couldn't let him in, you know, to cut the line. There was no room. So, but Akavi ben, it was jarring that Akavi ben Malal was locked out. But the point is, it was jarring because he was so great. So don't tell me he was put in Nidui. Elas mi Nidu, es Elazar ben Chanoch. So who did they put in Nidui? Elazar ben Chanoch was put in Nidui. Why? What did he do? Shepikpek bin Atilas Yadayim. He had issues with the Atilas Yadayim, which is a din d'rabbanan, so that showed a lack of respect. Ukshemeh sholchu Bezin v'nichu evin gadol al-aron. When he died, Bezin put a stone on his aron. L'lamdecha, and this teaches you, l'lamedcha, shekola mesnade umeis bin Niduyo, Bezin sholchu nesarono. That anyone who's put in Cherim and dies in that Cherim, Bezin gives skila to his aron. Hamegas daito klape malamai. What's the example of a person who acted with chutzpah toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Remember we said that was the third case of putting someone in Nidui? So what's that example? Ditznan. So now we're going to relate to some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas that you'll probably remember a lot. Ditznan. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach l'choni ama'agel. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni ama'agel. You know the story of Choni ama'agel? The circle, that's why it was called the Ma'agel, Mesechus Tainus. He needed rain, so he drew the circle. God, I'm not leaving this circle until it rains. Who talks like that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chori Ma'agel does. So he sent the message, you deserve to be put in Nidui. Why does he deserve to be put in Nidui? Because you don't talk with such chutzpah. If you weren't Choni, I myself would make a gzer of Nidui against you. But what am I supposed to do? That you do these sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'osel lecha ritzoncha, and he still listens to everything you say. Kiben shem ischati l'vnei avo, like a spoiled child who keeps on doing terrible things to his father. Va'osel ritzoncha, what does the father do? Just buys him more things. Oh, that iPad's not good enough. I'll get you a newer one. I'll get no matter what. The spoiled kid. No matter what he does, father just keeps doing more for him. Va'lecha kosvomer yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogel yod techa. So that's the pasuk is referring to you. That it's as if your father, you're the apple of your father's eye, and all he wants to do is do good for you, even though you're not behaving properly. So those are three examples of people who spoke disrespectfully or were disrespectful to authority figures. Frek the Gemara, Vesuleka, is there no other example? Vayikad Tan Rav Yosef, I'll tell you another famous Gemara. There's what Rav Yosef taught. Why would Rav Yosef say? Todos Ish Romi. Anyone know the story of Todos Ish Romi? If I say, you'll remember it. Todos Ish Romi taught us a couple of things. The Gemara is going to say the second most famous thing he taught us. The most famous thing is he made a famous Kal V'chomer about how Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah knew that they should that they should allow themselves to be thrown into the Kifshana Esh, that they should be thrown into the fire, based on Makas Tzvardeya. You know this Kal V'chomer? They said, if the Tzvardim, this is Gemara Pesachim Nun Gimel, if the Tzvardim, who are not Mitzuvim Kiddush Hashem, and, you know, there were frogs in his head, frogs in his bed, and frogs in his oven, some of them jumped into the oven for Kiddush Hashem. So, Anu, who are Mitzuvim Kiddush Hashem? Alachas Kama V'Kama. So anyway, one of the other things Todos Ish Romi taught us is Todos Ish Romi Hinigas Bnei Romi La'achilan Gedim Uklasim Leil Pesachim. The reason that Gemara appears in Maseches Pesachim is because the other thing relates to Pesach. Todos Ish Romi had started a practice that people should eat a fully roasted goat on the night of the Seder when we didn't have a Beis Hamikdash. So there's no Karban Pesach. So what do we do on the night of the Seder? Do we eat roasted meat? No, certainly not a fully roasted goat. You certainly wouldn't take a fake Karban Pesach and, you know, and roast it over a spit like it were a real Karban Pesach. We don't do that. But Todos Ish Romi thought it would be a great idea as a Zecher LePesach. Wow, a piece of matzah, that's your Zecher LePesach? No, make a real, make the real deal. That's what he said. Sholchei Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to him. Il mole Todos ata, if you were in Todos, gozarni alecha nidui. I would make a nidui against you. I'd put you in Cherem Shata. Machal Yisrael, kachem mechutz. You're feeding the Jewish people, kachem echutz. You're feeding them kabbalas, and there's no Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara over there clarifies, not really. Meaning they weren't actually makdish it as karban, but it's ki'ilu kachem b'chutz that you're feeding them. Also, the Gemara over there clarifies, what does it mean? If you weren't todos, I would put you in nidui. And he is todos, so why does that mean that you can't put him in nidui? What about being todos makes him ineligible for nidui? Choni, I get, because Hashem keeps answering his prayers. What do we know about this Todos guy? So the Gemara says one possibility is he was an extremely powerful person. You put him in Nidoy and he will have you thrown in jail. So you couldn't put him in Nidoy. The other possibility is, no, he's a big Talmud Chacham. Why? What else did he ever teach us that makes him a big Talmud Chacham? Oh, he taught us the Kal V'chomer with the Tzvardim. That's where the Gemara brings up that that thing with the Tzvardim in Pesachim and Gimel. Anyway, so bottom line is, isn't this a fourth example of a Nidoy because someone was disrespectful? Says Gemara b'Mishnah Seinu Kamrinan. No, yeah, it's a fourth example, but we're trying to give examples straight from Mishnayos. V'ha Braisa here, and that's a Braisa, that's not a Mishnah. Says Gemara b'Masnisan Leka. Are there no further examples in Mishnayos? V'ika Hadatanan. We have the following other very, very famous Gemara that you all know. But Metzia Nuntes. Chadchu. Just last week, I woke up late one day. Yeah, exactly. I woke up late one day. I hadn't prepared the daf. I'm like, oh no, what's on the daf today? What's on the daf? Oh, but Metzia Nuntes. Or Hashem. You could say it by heart. So it's not Chadchu Chulios V'nosim Chol Ben Chulia L'Chulia. They had a certain type of oven that was that had cracks in it, and they put sand in the cracks to fill in the cracks. Reb Lazar Metar V'Cham Metamim. Reb Lazar said such an oven is Tahar, and the Cham said no, such an oven is Tameh. V'zehu Tanur Shalachnai. And that oven is called the oven of Achnoi, my Achnoi. What does Achnoi mean? Amar Avidom Shmuel Melamit Shikifu Alachos Kachnoi Zev Itimuhu. That they were surrounded with alachos like a snake surrounds something, and they were metameit. So what happened? The our Gemara leaves out all the good part of this, all the good stuff in the story. This Machlokes Reb Lazar. Good, he said. Let the tree show that I'm right, and the tree jumps up and moves towards. If I'm right, let the river show I'm right, and the river flows upstream. If I'm right, let the Kolsei Beis Hamedrash show I'm right, and the Kolsei Beis Hamedrash show. No, Kolsei Beis Hamedrash, we're having a machlokas. What are you doing? And the Kolsei Beis Hamedrash don't know which way to go because they're both telling him one way or the other. So it stays sort of in between. And the Gemara at the end over there says Lo Bashamay, that a baskel comes out and says Allah is like Reb Lazar. We should always follow Reb Lazar, but we say Lo Bashamayim. So that whole story. At the end of that story, Reb Lazar was put in chirim. So Vitanya, Osayom, Aviu, Kol Taros Shatir Reb Lazar, Visar from Lefanov, they took all the taros that Reb Lazar was matar and they burnt it right in front of his face. Ulubisof Birchuhu. You know what they did to him at the end? They put him in. They cursed him. They put him in chirim. A chirim is a curse that you should die, like we said before. So don't you see? They put him in chirim because of disrespect. Yeah, but it doesn't say the chirim in the Mishnah. That's only a PS to the story that we happen to know, but it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. That's why it doesn't get counted. Great. So if all we can come up is three examples in all of Shas where we have Nidoy for the sake of respect for an authority figure, why does it say 24 places? Right. So why did they only? Well, because we're asking, why did he only find three? Did he forget these? No, he didn't forget these. Okay, but where are the other 21 then? So says Gemara, Rabbi Shub ben Levi Madama Milsa La Milsa, that Rabbi Shub ben Levi counts anything that has an individual arguing against the Rabbim in a major machlokas, that counts also on his list, because that's also disrespectful that he should to argue against Gedolim. Rabbi Lazar lo Madama Milsa La Milsa. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I'm looking for explicit sources. Explicitly, you only have three. So main point number three, there are either three or 24 places where Mishnayos are Menada and Kavod HaRav. Our Gemara happens to give five examples. Right? We have Akavya saying Shmaya and Avtalion were Mashka because of Dugma. We have, right, because they too were Gerim. We have Elazar ben Chanoch with Netilas Yadayim. We have Choni Hama'agel speaking disrespectfully to Hashem. We have Todos Ishromi allowing for Kediyah Mukulas in the roasted goat on Pesach. And we have the Brice of Reb Lazar from B'Metzia Daf Nuntes, you know, the Tanur Shel Achnai. Okay, so that's the end of the Agadita. No Se Amita V'Chilufein. We then said the guys carrying the coffin and those who trade off with them, who help our pad from Kriya Shema. We're not supposed to actually do a Levaya right around the time of Kriya Shema. But if they started a Levaya early in the morning before this man Kriya Shema, ain mafsikin, we don't have to stop. Eini v'Rav Yosef afkuhu samach l'Kriya Shema. When Rav Yosef died, didn't they do his Levaya around Kriya Shema time? Adam Chashuv Shaini. An Adam Chashuv is different. So main point number four, prior to Zman Kriya Shema, we're not Motzi Yemeis, unless he's an Adam Chashuv. Shelifnei Amita v'Sheliachar Amita. Then the Mishnah identified the people who still need to carry the coffin, the people who have already carried the coffin. Tan Rabbanan, Ha'oskim Behesped, were those who are involved in the Hesped, in the eulogy, Vizman Shameis Mutal Lefnehen, when the mace is right in front of them, Nishmatim Echad Echad V'Kari. They break off one by one and they say Kriya Shema. One by one they go off to the side and they say Kriya Shema. Eina meis mutal lefnehem, if the meis is not right there, hein yoshvim nekorin, so they sit and they say Kriya Shema, v'hu yoshev edomen, and the avel is silent, he doesn't do anything, because he's no name. Heim omdum mespalalin, they daven, when it's time to daven, v'hu omeir matzdikol av asadin, and he just says a tzidduk adin. What's a tzidduk adin? He acknowledges God's divine justice. V'omer, and he says, Ribbono Olamim, Master of the Universe, harbe chatasi lefanecha v'lo nefrati b'meni yachad b'nei elef. I've sinned so much to you, and all you haven't even given me 1/1000th of the suffering that I deserve for the amount that I sinned. Yiratzam lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetigdor pirtzoseinu pirtzos kol amcha beis Yisrael berachamim, that you rebuild the breaches that we have broken, all of the Bnei Yisrael, with mercy. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, I don't like that lashon of a tefillah. Lomi baile linish lemeimarach. Your person should not say, Hashem, you haven't punished me nearly enough. Why not? Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, v'chein tanu shrei Rabbi Yossi, lo'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. An important concept. One is not supposed to open a mouth to the satan. The satan isn't prosecuting. Don't give him what to prosecute. Now you just told the satan, yeah, I haven't been punished enough. I deserve more. What do you think his next stop is going to be? He's going to go to Beis Shalmaila and say, that guy, by his own admission, hasn't been punished enough. V'amar Rav Yosef, Maikra, what's a pasuk? Shnemar, kimat kistom ayinu. Maya hadilu navi, shimu dvar Hashem, kitsine Sodom. As soon as they say, we were like Sodom, now all of a sudden they're giving Musar like, oh, listen, you people of Sodom, you're going to really get it over the head. Cover us, so a couple main points. First of all, one main point. When the mace is there, they slip away one by one to say Kriya Shema. And when he's not there, they all say it, while the Avil does Tzidduk HaDin. They all say it and they daven, while the Avil does Tzidduk HaDin. We do Tzidduk HaDin every Shabbos afternoon Mincha. It's a Tzidduk HaDin for the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he died on Shabbos, Mincha time. So he was important enough that we observe his yahrzeit every single week. Kavros HaMeis V'Chazru. So they buried the mace, now they come back. Im Yichol Nasch V'Ligmar Eskula In. If they're able to start and finish Shema before the Avil gets to them, so then they should do it. Avil Perek Echad or Pasuk Echad Lo. But if all they're going to have time to do is one Perek, one Pasuk, they shouldn't start. Uriminu, but I'll ask you, Stira, cover us, Mesu Chazim, Michal Nasuk, Ligmar, Filu Perek Echad or Pasuk Echad. Didn't we learn that even if they could just say one Perek, one Pasuk, they should start? So Achinami Kamar, that's what we meant. Im Yichol Nahaskil, the Ligmar, Afilu Perek Echad or Afilu Pasuk Echad, Achli Agil Lashura, Yeschilu. If they have enough time to say even just one pasuk, even just one parak, if they have enough time to say that before the Avil gets to the Shura, before the Avil passes by them when they're going to have to be Menachemim, they should try to get it in there. They should try to squeeze in the Kriya Shema. So the last main point, after their Machzir Panim, after they return from burying the mace, if there's time for even one pasuk, they should say it before the Shura. Okay.